This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Morning Run with Philip C and Wong Shaoning. Right now, let's talk about youth bankruptcy, because over the weekend, Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri announced that the government will be reviewing the current bankruptcy threshold in a bid to address rising bankruptcy among the youth. This comes after data from the Insolvency Department revealed that nearly 60% of over 46,000 Malaysians who declared bankruptcy in the past 4 years were aged between 25 and 44 years old. That is a 42% citing personal loans as the reason why.
Now, some background. The government in 2020 had amended the Insolvency Act to increase the bankruptcy threshold from 50,000 ringgit to 100,000 ringgit. The increase of this threshold was aimed at strengthening the economy while allowing individuals to better manage their finances during COVID-19. But will raising the threshold again really address the issue of bankruptcy among the youth? And what are the underlying reasons for this issue, and how can we better help them?
For more on this, we have with us Idham Idris, Director and Licensed Financial Planner at Wealth Vantage Advisory. A very good morning to you, Idham. The Insolvency Department has shown that one of the main reasons for Malaysian youths when declaring bankruptcy are personal loans. Why do you think so many are taking personal loans?
Good morning. Yeah, so personal loans gives fast cash without any collateral involved. So it is the most flexible type of financing and can be used for pretty much almost anything. So the more common reasons are for debt consolidation. So the popular term, I think, in Malaysia is overlap loan, renovation or home improvement costs, financing a luxury or major purchase, or unavoidable personal emergency such as home or vehicle repair due to natural disasters. There's also a tendency to borrow more than what is needed, and I think that contributes to unnecessary spending.
Okay, aside from that, what do you think are the other contributing factors to bankruptcy among the young then? Is it just because these, you know, they personal loans, or are there more factors than that?
I think the fundamental factor seems to be the lack of financial literacy. So our finance minister, Tengku Datuk Seri Zafrul, has commented that financial literacy is crucial among the youth and to help them make the right financial decisions. So many take on loans without the understanding on the impact on their cash flow, on their credit score, and in general, how interest rates work. So, for example, as a financial planner, I've handled queries asking, is it a good idea to borrow and consolidate lower interest debts with a higher interest debt? So, for example, taking on a personal loan to pay off a mortgage.
So, you know, let's look at the data, because actually the data is showing that bankruptcy numbers are decreasing. We saw numbers actually totaling from 16,000 in 2018 to about 6,500 last year. But actually that's due to the change of threshold for bankruptcy in 2020. So if we don't include that change, do we have a sense of what the bankruptcy rate really is?
I think with the rising cost of living and the shift of socioeconomic status due to the pandemic, it's possible that bankruptcy rates could be higher. So if we take a look at AKPK's latest debt management program data, 37% are in the program because they are having to cope with the high cost of living. Another 36% are due to poor financial planning, with the next 20% due to the slowdown of business, loss of job, retrenchment, or the loss of the breadwinner. So that's 93% of the reasons right there. And there's also the rapid development of fintech in Malaysia, where some of them can have a negative influence for the youth, such as the concept of buy now, pay later, or fast and easy loans via phone apps.
Okay, so the government has come out to say that they are reviewing the bankruptcy threshold to address the bankruptcy among the youth. But what do you think about this? Is it a good idea, just a short-term solution for a much deeper issue? And are we just kicking the can down the road then?
I think reviewing the bankruptcy threshold gives more time for those affected to restructure and settle their financial challenges. However, this comes with a higher need for better financial literacy. So in terms of managing cash flow, understand the impact of taking on debts, being responsible for debt repayments, and understanding overall holistic financial planning.
Okay, so let's rewind a little bit, and that's on the back of the point that personal loans are the main reason why these youths get into bankruptcy. Do you then think that we should look at things more strategically and tighten the requirements that allow a person to take up a personal loan then?
Yes, definitely. I think, first of all, lending institutions should review their processes to assess whether a borrower is suitable to take on a loan and outline the risk. Mm-hmm. And it's very similar where an investor might need to do a risk profile and suitability assessment for certain types of investments. So as an example, how about taking a long quiz to assess your financial knowledge before you are even allowed to apply for a loan? And, you know, you can even start to implement this immediately on certain financial lending apps in the market. Also, I think AKPK has even come out and said the public should approach them even prior to taking on new loans, and they will advise accordingly, because most of the time people will only go and see AKPK when they are in a distressed situation.
And do you think there could be better communication in terms of what is the real interest rate involved in these personal loans? Because sometimes they just use it, they tell you on the monthly basis, but you have no real idea what is the annual rate.
Yeah, I think especially with regards to the communication, the advertisements, in fact, having that kind of pre-assessment is very, very crucial. And I think it will help people to more or less think a little bit more in terms of what they're getting into, how much they need to pay. But ultimately, it's the better understanding of their own financial situation. I think that's the key area that we need to improve.
How can we institutionalize the pre-assessment? You know, how do we make sure that people are doing that checks before they embark on all these loans? Because we really don't want to have these conversations after they are on the verge of bankruptcy, right?
Right. Yeah. So I think, first of all, like I mentioned, lending institutions should review their processes to do that. At the end of the day, they want to avoid non-performing loans, right? So, and at the same time, you know, in some countries, you do need to seek out lending or debt advice and have a financial planner or financial advisor to sign off and to see whether you are able to service the loan or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is that the way to move forward? I think perhaps we can take a look at some developed countries and see what are the best practices there and try to bring it over here in Malaysia.
At the same time, do you think there has been rather mixed messaging coming out from the government? I ask this because we did allow individuals to take out their money from EPF, not more than once. So does this send out this confusing message to, let's say, those who are tempted to buy things, you know, just out of because they want it rather than the necessity of it?
I think the government is trying to address the challenges of the pandemic, because these are real issues,
yes.
Right? And I think part of it, there is a real need for it, for this, those that are affected from the pandemic. However, for those who are not, I think there's a tendency to make rash decisions. Like, for example, some you can see on social media, some people are promoting scams or promoting a dodgy or shady types of investments to entice people to withdraw and actually invest for supposedly higher returns. So, and again, that comes back to having that real knowledge in understanding their own financial situation. What are the best things to do with that money? You know, whether you know, withdrawing it, holding it for a emergency fund, or even paying off a higher interest debt. So these are some of the decisions that are not being made, you know, or they lack the understanding or lack the knowledge of making those kinds of decisions.
So the solution, if I listen to you, is financial literacy, isn't it? So how can we formalize the learning of financial literacy?
I think the government can do something about it. I think they need to intensify and incentivize more programs to increase financial literacy and promote better financial planning. So this can be in the form of tax reliefs or additional allocations for the respective agencies in Budget 2022. But I think everyone who is the stakeholders need to play a part. So you cannot just say you know, the government should do this, or only one party. I mean, the public need to learn. I think we need to make sure that all the parties are, all those measures are in place, like this, making it stricter to land, or getting people to take a quiz, like I mentioned just now, yeah. And then at the same time, making sure that the financial literacy, or attend even a program even before taking on loan. So all this will help to reduce this bankruptcy issue in Malaysia.
So, you know, Idham, we talked just now with Camilo Felito about how challenging the government is facing with respect to its subsidies, and also discussions about cash handouts. Financial literacy, that's a long-term plan, you know, tightening the requirements. What's the short-term solution for many who are now in a pickle? You know, what can the government do in the immediate term?
Pickle, as in you mean?
In a difficult situation, you know?
I think there are government agencies available out there, and the AKPK is the place to go to ensure that you are able to sort out your debt situation. The issue being is that they have already come out and said, please come and see us even before you take on a loan. So I think moving forward, this is the crucial knowledge or crucial information that a lot of people need to have, is before they take on a loan, is getting the right advice, you know, rather than going off on going off and immediately making a decision without getting the right kind of advice. So it can be through financial planning, it can be through AKPK, so on and so forth.
Thank you very much. That was Idham Idris, Director and Licensed Financial Planner at Wealth Vantage Advisory, telling us really it's been a huge challenge for youth bankruptcy, and what's really important is education and tighter regulation. We're heading into the 8 a.m. news, but first, a quick message.
As the economy recovers and businesses begin to adjust to the new normal, is it critical for them to plan their next steps? While growth is expected, the protection and legacy of their business is also important. Find out how SMEs can strengthen their financial legacy with Sun Life Malaysia.
Tune in tomorrow at 5:55 p.m. as Raymond Liu, CEO of President and Country Head of Sun Life Malaysia, talks about how you can safeguard your financial legacy. We're heading into the 8 a.m. news, and after that, The Breakfast Grill, where Koo Soo Chung will speak to Dr. Malcolm Davis on the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.